It could be years before toxins cease flowing forth from the power plant. Rick Shiver, a recently retired groundwater specialist with the North Carolina Division of Water Quality, explains that typically, in order to decommission hazardous ash ponds, all materials must be removed and the ponds then covered with fibrous synthetic membranes or clay. However, he says that even after that's done, it's difficult to determine when pollution will actually decline.
They'll cease putting the source in there. And if they decide they're going to go and they're going to put an impervious cover over it, then it will mitigate the groundwater impacts. But they won't go away for some time period. They'll basically put in a system of monitor wells, and they'll basically have the opportunity to track the decline of the pollutants over time.
Duke, though, will not be performing an immediate excavation of the ash ponds once they're retired. In fact, spokeswoman Erin Colbert says the company has yet to settle on a closure method for the ash basins.
There will be some period of time during the decommissioning work, which is when we will begin to dismantle some of the materials and equipment in the coal plant, where we will still need to utilize the ash ponds. But once those ash ponds are no longer needed, we will be working closely with state regulators to properly close them.
Colbert says she predicts this groundwater assessment will be completed in 2015, at which point Duke will move forward with a closure plan for its coal basins. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.